Oh, so we are in the middle of here. We will start this mission a little bit. Let's chaz the Mishnah. We didn't finish this Mishnah. We didn't do this Mishnah. So we started this Mishnah. Let's start the Mishnah Da and Mishnah Gimel. Mesach the Negoyim Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel Arba Negoyim Ha'ilu Mitzarvim Zemzel Liftar Ulahachlib Ulahaskel. Let's chaz the Rav again. Nachamol. These four Negoyim, they are Mitzarvim Zemzel Liftar Tepater Lahachlit Ulahaskir Garasinan Vlei Garasin Arba Marais. Okay, we go over here. Mitzarfin, v'loy garsin ar ba'om maros. That was the whole shmuz he had before. She'ain kol arba maros mitzarfin. His gear says me arba. Some of them, not all of them, because not all of them are mitzarf. They ain't why. She'ain kol arba maros mitzarfin. They ain't a telada mitzarfes. They will not amshalav. Listen, he has said that the telada. The ena toladim mitzarfes ela im amshalav. The telada is not mitzarf ela im amshalav. Roshte told it zo im zo. Ena mitzarfim ve'avol shtei ovos mitzarfim v'siv ha'yu be'or b'sarvoy v'loik siv ha'yu. Mashma she'oise she'oise se'es u'beheris ach kechot. Di'iko chatzi gris mizeh v'chatzi gris mizeh mitzarfim l'lech gris. V'ramam kosaf, the Ram writes, the kol ha'arba maris mitzarfim v'loik the sefta. Bein shtei atolos zuzul b'mzu, bein avim tolod d'she'en shaloi. Call me Kumbates or Lamalo Mitzarfim via Tosefta Misayata. Okay. I'm not feeling too well today. I don't know why. There's a cup of coffee over here. The day is already half over. I don't know where the whole day went.
Well, maybe because it's 100 degrees.
No. I don't know, I'm not feeling well today. I never feel well. I'm a sickly person.
What did you eat today?
I ate today pretzels. I'm not joking. And I ate rice cakes.
Do you eat a roll of coast?
What did you eat? Pretzels. I had some pretzels.
That's
I have cankasores all over my mouth. It's killing me. It's the air conditioning. Every year this happens. The air conditioning.
It could be stress.
The air conditioning does it. The air conditioning blows on my lips. When I sleep like a dead man. I'm dead. And then the ear goes into my mouth and I get a canker sore. I would sometimes actually sleep in sweat better than get the air conditioning and get a canker sore. It's a no-win situation. All right, let's learn over here, Vaita. I hate these new paper cups. I hate these cups so much. I hate these paper cups. They don't preserve the heat. The styrofoam will go. This is mamish garbage, these cups.
It's against the environment. It's against the environment.
Someone told me styrofoam caused cancer. Is that true?
Not as far as I know. I don't know.
I think I'm going to buy an electric cup. It keeps it warm. Vaita. Okay, Vaita in the Mishnah. Liftar over here to the Mishnah over here. Vaita to Misayata. Liftar ulhachlu lahaskir. L'chol hanach mila mistarfin. For all these three things, mistarif. V'kulo mefarish. They're all going to be explained. Okay, let's see over here. Next, turn the page. Lahaskir. What does it mean, lahaskir? Es ha'oimed b'soif shavua rishon. Haskar means it remains. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says lahaskir es ha'oimed b'soif shavua rishon. Rav. The Rav says the siv v'ra'ohu ha'kohen b'yom ha'shavii. On day 7, v'inei hanega omad b'inov. Loi faso hanega b'or v'hiskiroi ha'kohen shivas yimim shenis. So therefore, if lahaskir means 1 week has passed, and the nega has not changed, and it has not spread, the nega is omad, and loifoso, and memelo haskara. Next, okay, fine. Liftar es ha'imed b'sef shu'e sheni.
So, I actually have over here the kahat that says, uvan mishnah, the kahat says, uvan mishnah, uvan mishnah, uvan mishnah, uvan mishnah, uvan Shnei Maris would start from the idiom Hezker Rishon. Shin Hai Kachatzi Gris Mara Ever, Kachatzi Gris Mara Acher, Haram Sef would feel the Shin Raga, Maskia Crunchy Masyamim. Allah asked to start from the idiom Hezker Shane. Hain of the Hazker Sameka Shamad Bain of the Sofa Shavu Harishon for La Pasa. Kigon Imaya Betfil and Eger Kigris, the Mara Echon. Allah Acher Hashavu Harishon, La Pasa Nega.
It's one continuous hemshach. It's one continuous hemshach. Okay, good. Lahaska so I may be sure we should next. Lifter so I may be safe for shiny. Rav, what does that mean? Lifter so I may be safe for shiny. So I may be sure you posa. It remains the same size, did not spread out the Amar b'Marehu after 2 weeks. Af al pi shlo yarad labata me'arba maris poitra b'sof shua sheni it's potter. V'hu dichsev v'ro'o hakohen ha'sibayim ha'shvi shenis v'ineki ha'nega v'tir ha'kohen lav l'memra de'ein metaroi. It doesn't mean that he's not metarim, ela imkein keo. Nechamol. V'ho dichsev v'ro hakohen ha'sibayim ha'shvi shenis. The Kohen sees him on the day 7, number 2. V'nei keo ha-nega. V'thira ha-kohen. Lav l'memo de'in mitari elim kein ke. Doesn't mean this is only going to be if it gets weaker. The emes is, even if it remains exactly the same, he's also going to be tohar el ha-shmina n'kro de'afilu nishtana mishelek l'sid or misid l'shelek loy amrina nega acher hu. You have to start all over. Ella, it's as if the snake has been present on his body for 2 weeks, and the halach is he is tahar. Ella ka'ame dame umetahara umetahoroi. Okay, so therefore that's number two. So, secondly, after 2 weeks, so basic halachas, if a person is a nega, and nega does not have all of the simonim, and he requires hesker, so he goes hesker for 1 more week. And we mitzdarif all of these things, whether we're going to be mitzdarif them to the shi'ur, or even if it changes from one color to another color, we do not consider it's a new nega, we consider it to be exactly the same thing. And the second chiddush is that let's say 2 weeks pass, and it has not spread, even if it changed colors from these two type of colors that we are discussing, or it's made up of two different halves of two different colors, it's tahar, because you only can be in hezker for 2 weeks. You can't torture a person for more than 2 weeks. Quarantine is the maximum. This we learn from this halacha. You learn from this, you said that quarantine is not more than 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, let him loose. Torah does not put a person to quarantine more than 2 weeks. That's what you learn over here. A shamta curse, stomach curses for 30 days. Chazal give a person a shamta. No one's allowed to talk to this person. No one's allowed to do business. Stam shamta is 30 days. After 30 days, that's it. There's nothing we can do. We've done. There are cases where they put you in shamta for more than 30 days. But generally, a shamta, put guy in cherim, doesn't want to give his wife a get. 30 days. A very interesting concept. We'll study what Chazal viewed their role in society. When you kill a person, when you give makas maridus, malchus, person, business, and Torah says, 2 weeks of quarantine, the zehu. I asked two people, and they got very angry at me. I said to them this week, I said, now that it's been in the skala, that the oilam is being marked, that there's a very real possibility that corona was man-made in a laboratory, from a hashkafic point of view, is there a nafkamina? When we look back and reflect upon the people who died in this magefa, is there a nafkamina? Of course, everything that happened is biyad Hashem. Everything's bashkocha pratis. Is there a nafkamina in reflecting upon corona in our hashkocha, if it was a man-made disease that came from a laboratory? that was either accidentally or released on purpose, or it was a natural occurrence in the belt. A bat decided to be generous and spread its disease with humanity. So they both told me, these people, there's no nafkamina. So I said that it can't be. I told them it can't be. So I told him, someone said to me, he says, Arba avos nizakin, shor bar mave heve. Heve, according to one opinion, is Adam Hamazik, Adam Mu'li Oilam, Ben Or Ben Yashan, Ben Oynes, Ben Beratzain, Alozachin. And talk on the news, see, this one really triggered me. Even last night, I was listening to the little clip, some clip, and they were talking, the government was talking about, and they said that a scientist, that if it's man-made, it's much, much more dangerous. Something that's natural, is this true, you're a doctor? Something that's natural, it has limitations. If it's man-made, then it's much, much more lethal.
It could be that it's more potent in that you're doctoring the virus to give you a desired outcome. It's called, what's called, the selection, enlarging its potential, or growing its potential, I think that's the Russian. So if you, I mean, so you can put whatever you want into it, so then you're going to try to prevent anything that's going to tamper with what you view as success.
So that's the case. So that's the case. That means that it's a din of Adam HaMasek. It's not a din of Shor. It's not a din of Bar. It's not a din of Shor. It's not a din of Shein Nerega. Those given a din of Adam HaMasek. Adam HaMasek, so you have to be Ma'ayin in the Mepharshim. The Chilik, sedition Adam HaMasek, and Eish, and Chveis, and Shor, whatever. Shor. What do you say about that? You have any thoughts?
I have to think about it. Once it's being spread, it's not being spread anymore from that first person. I mean, so at best, when it reaches the shores of the United States, it's just a grammar. It's not even going to be.
I'm not talking about Dini Mimonis. I'm not talking about Dini. I'm talking about Hashkafa. I'm not talking about Dini Mimonis. I'm talking about in the Welt, there was a Magefa. A million people died. What?
No, I don't think there's a difference. No. I dare say I might side with these rabbis, these so-called rabbis.
The Gedolei Yisrael of the Klal Yisrael. Okay, I'm outnumbered now 3-1. I believe there has to be a very significant nafkamina. Libi oimer li, nishta zelba. The Musa Hasel to take out of this to be a big nafkamina, but I have to be mine, vayit in the Mishnah. Over here you see that Hasker is only the most of 2 weeks. That's what it says over here, 2 weeks, vayit over here in the Mishnah. Lift us oimer b'sav shuva sheni, that's lahachlit. What's lahachlit? Eshenoilad loy michye oiser lovan batchila.
Well, so even if it's keha, but the kohen's not going to say tahar unless it's
loy pasa, loy pasa. That's what he says in the Rav. The Rav said when it says keha, keha is lav dafka. Okay, right. Lahachlit. What's lahachlit? Lahachlit to declare as. Who's calling me here? 800 number. Affinity Feral Credit Union. Gay goes into hate. Lahachlit. What's lahachlit? Lahachlit means to declare as vadai. Eshenoila loy michya oiser love us. So there betchila to right away. So lahachlit means that the person besoiv shvua rishoin and besoiv shvua sheni laachar hapatur. Okay, what does that mean? He's telling you all the rules over here. Lahachlit. When the fellow is brought to the gris, and he has a beheres the size of a gris, and his raw flesh, kehadasha. So he has a beheres kegris, and he has a michyas basar kehadasha, like a lentil, Oh, they even sent me a voicemail. Look at how nice they are to me.
Yeah.
Vieshwa Congress, you maybe you want to extend your warranty. Should I give them your number? Kigris. Umichyas Bosar's Kadosha lentil, Mirubas, Besech Habaharis. So obviously an adosh is less than the size of a gris. Right? And after a lentil. What's a gris? A gris is a bean. Adosh the lentil. Obviously the gris is larger. The beheris is kigris. And the michyas basar kadosha mirubas b'sech machlita miyat. The chenami se'or
So I'm
lovan.
saying that he's Tameh, right? So this person's beard sort of clips up, but this guy is Tameh.
Immediately. That's the halacha. The halacha is if you have a bright white spot. A bright white spot by itself of the four colors that we've learned over here in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is nothing. Just because the person has a bright white spot, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. So what does it mean? What does it mean? So what does it mean? Nothing. You have to have either one of two things more in order to make it tummy. You have to either have white here, a se'ar lavan, or you have to have michyas, a raw flesh. V'yeish boi b'heres igris, u'michyas basar kadasha, m'rubasach amok ma'b'heres, ma'achlita miyad, v'chei nami se'ar lavan, im hoya shachar. Let's say you have a white here, im hoya shachar v'lo hispik la'askiroi. Let's say it was black originally, and v'lo hispik la'askiroi ad she'helpach l'lavan, ma'achlita miyad. Aval pishoin, loy mitama betchila, afilu poisha v'hoylich ad shaloy hiske. Wow, look at that. That's a new halacha. I know that. Can you hear me now? You can hear me well. Let me turn it. You can hear me well. Let me use a microphone then. Let me take out one of my many microphones.
Better.
No, I might as well not. I'm not connected to anything which would be a steerer today. Today is Sunday. It's a lady talk. There's no sound system here today. Yeah. Oh, how does it sound now?
Very nice.
Now we have a microphone. Microphone. Technology.
Shomer Masanir.
Wait, let me see. Which microphone is it on? So make sure it's the right microphone. It's better now? It sounds different? Audio settings. No, it's not the microphone. Now I put the microphone. It sounds different now?
Now, yeah.
Does it sound? Good. How about now? Now I do another zach. Two zach. How sound now?
Okay. I like the first one a little bit better.
Like the first one better? So I'll take it out. Go back to the old one. Oh, back to the old. Out with new, back to the old. Like Trump, out with Biden, bring in Trump.
Chadesh America.
Chadesh. Weiter in the Mishnah. Weiter over here. So therefore the Rav here says, B'sav shu rishon kloy malach l'kumar kumar b'sav shu rishon v'sham matchil lo hoyo simonim al halol v'sigaroi ul b'sav v'nachum al Rav Rav. Kishuhu v'abitchil asa ala koin v'yesh v'heres kigris v'michyas pasak kadashim b'yos v'sechem makam ha'beres ma'achlita miyad v'chein am yisrael lavan im hoya shachar who was black v'loy hispik latzkir ad shafach l'lavan ma'achlita miyad. We make him right away. Aval pishyoin lemitam betchila filu poishev. No, is it poise? With a shin or a sin. How do you pronounce that? How do you pronounce the spreading? The shin, right? Aval pishyoin. Pishyoin lemitam betchila afilu poishev ahilach ad shloi hiskir. So this is a new chiddush. This kedai to wake up today on this day, the day after Juneteenth, to appreciate this yisod in life, and that is. If the kohen gives a look at the person and he sees the nega, and then before the person has a chance to go into quarantine, it already spreads. It already spreads. So if it already spread from the time the kohen looks at him until he reaches his destination, we should already declare mukhlat. We should put him on a respirator right now. So long comes the rav, and the rav says, no, that's not the halacha. When it comes to pishya in this achilut tradition, I think I feel we should ask them the shayla today.
Tell me a chilik in Avkamini between the Pishyon and the Ser Lavan on the Michyas Besar. Make it easy for you. Michyas Besar Chai and the Ser of the Zolodin, and there's a Nayadin by Pishyon. And this is all going to be mamish boy by yoim that the coin gives a cook is a mistakel at the mokoyim of the beheres. What's the chiluk? No, you have something to say to yourself, sir. What do you have to say to yourself? If all this money to spend, all this fancy stuff, maybe you know Shabbos Mishnah also. Could money buy you Shabbos Mishnah? What did you say for yourself?
You know that story about Aaron Steinem and the guy wanted to know if he should buy a fancy car, right? This is in one of the magazines. So the guy, so his wife felt that it would be too gaudy, but he wanted to buy the fancy car anyway. So he decided to ask Aaron Steinem. So
no one's gonna count you. No one's gonna count. Do you know this mistakta? No. Do you know this? No. You know this? No one's gonna be kind of you. Don't worry. You can buy it. It's a very good story. It's a very good story.
You can buy whatever you want.
Very good story. Very good story. Okay, it's a really good story. So now we go right over here. In this halacha. So over here he's saying that Pishyon, that if it spreads from the moment the coin gives a cook. Oh, what happened to my Zach? Everything, there's so many things to keep track of. All these Zach over here. Can't keep track of all these things here. Pishyon, yeah, you hear the Chiddush? If it spreads, the coin gives a cook. And he looks at this fellow, and he looks at him, and he says, ah, look at you. You have over here a nega. And then 5 minutes later, before the guy gets into his quarantine center, it spreads. It doesn't matter. You have a sentence of 1 week. Community service. It's too bad. You have to go to the center. But by the time the guy sticks around, he waits around, and all of a sudden, oh, there's a Ser Lavan, or it's a Michyas Bosachai, then you don't have to go to the quarantine center. You can go right away to the Mukhlat center. We have Mukhlat tents. That's the chiluk between Adams and Yang. That's the chiluk. Adam says, I'm going to make for the city Mukhlat centers. And Yang says, I'm going to make for the city Muskar centers. Does then the chiluk? Do you want a Muskar or a Mukhlat? Gewaldig, okay. Weiter in the Gemara. Oi, besoif, weiter. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah. So Oish Noilad, I say love with Lachapot, Lachlitis as Noilad Nachma. Lahachlitis Shinoilad, Limichi, I say Lovan. Batrila, right, Basoshua Rishon, Basoshua Sheni, Lahachra Patur. What does that mean? Rashi, Lahachlitis as Shinoilad, Limichi, I say love with Hila. Nachma, that Raf. Okay, the third line in the medium lines. Lahachlitis as Shinoilad, Limichi, I say love with Hila. Now is the chiddush. Right away. But now he says a nayadin. Let's say it was black. Black, mamish, black. As in black. Imhoya shachar. Velo yehispik lahasgiray. Ad shahaf achle lavan. And they did not have a chance to put him in hesker until it turned white. Machlita miyad, aval pishyoy. When it comes to spreading, loy mitame betchila. We're not going to be mitame betchila. Afilu poyshev v'hoylech ad shloy hesker. Now next Rav, besoiv shvur rishon kloimar lahachlit kimoy kain besoiv shvur rishon. Shemetchila lo hayu loy simanin halal v'yiskirai ulusayv shuvah rishon matzah b'michya ish seir lavan u'machlitay. Oy b'sayv shuvah shen, you could go into b'sayv shuvah rishon lama beina v'lo hayu loy seir lavan v'loy michya v'yiskirai pam shenis or v'sayv shuvah sheni nel boy sven halal u'machlitay le'achar ha'petur kiloymar v'afilu even li'achar ha'petur shem'sayv shuvah sheni loy nel loy simanin b'tum batr. Okay, that's a point halacha. So there are basically three ways three ways the person can end up going, and either it's right away the first week, or you put them away for 1 week and there's nothing to do the second week, and then there are many ways. Either right away, end of the first week, end of the second week, or even if out of the second week there's not spread, and he goes home, if all of a sudden in that bright spot appears a white here, or Michyats Basarchai, or Pishyoin, then he's Tomei. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah.
Even after the Pitur, right, that's the halacha.
So that's what's going to happen to him. Right away. Now, wait. One thing I'm not clear about, and that is, there's one thing that's not so partial here. That is, this halacha that he's potter. Let's say the kohen says to this fellow, it's been 2 weeks. You've been in quarantine. You didn't die. That's it. You're out. You can go back to work. And then all of a sudden, when he's in the middle of work, all of a sudden there's a wife here, or there's a michya basachai. So right away, without any hesitation, they take him right away to the muchlat center. My question to you is, what happens after, when he's in the middle of work, and all of a sudden it spreads? It spreads. There's not a wife here, and there's not michya basachai, and it's already piyata pitur. He got his vaccination passport. Okay, vaccine passport, and he's free to go. And then all of a sudden, it spreads. So Shaila now is this, we just learned that when it comes to the white here and the Michyats Basachai, right away we take him to the Muchlat Center. But what happens if he doesn't have a white here, he doesn't have a Michyats Basachai, but instead it's this Pishyoin? What do we do with this fellow?
As long as it's Mustar Pishyar.
Yeah. No, who says? I'm not so sure that's correct. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. And I'm saying, I want to say. Even Pishyoin? After the Betur?
He said, if I feel this is the Akha Betur, Zark the Kahat.
After the Betur?
If I feel no the law ball Akha Shapatra Kong the Tiaro, to the Saif Hashavu, I say in law and all the boats of my Tumma and Patra Kong. The Akha Kama Yam no with ball Akha Missimani and Tumma.
Right, but he doesn't say that, he said Pishyoin. The Mishnah, now look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Lahachlit. It says over here Lahachlit es Shanoilad Butlo Michya Oisear Lavan. The Mishnah omits mention of Pishyoin. It leaves out Pishyoin. It says the Torah says there's something called Pishyoin. The Torah says there is Pishyoin. And the Mishnah does not say, did the Rav say the word Pishyoin? Also, where did I get it from? Look, let's go back to the Rav. The Rav over here says, Lahachlid es oimei b'sav shur rishoin. Okay, that's Lahaskin. That's Lahaskin. V'lifto es oimei b'sav shur rishoin. This Rav, Lahachlid es shnoyla loy michya oisir lovon batchila, kishahuva batchila salakoyen, v'yesh loy b'heris kigris. U'michyas bosachai chadosh b'rubas b'sach makam ha-b'heris, machlita miyad v'chinam yisir lovon. He only talks about here these two things. Im haya shachar, v'loy hispik lehaskira ad shabach lov. And then he's talking about the case, machlita miyad al pishyoin lemetame betchila. So we're not discussing it. That's a side point. Al pishyoin lemetame betchila v'afilu posha v'holech ad shalai hiskir. B'sav shur rishon kolay ma lahachlid kamaychem b'sav shur rishon shemetchil lo hayulay siman malal lehiskiyoy osav shur rishon matzal b'michya isel he is beferish. Only these two he explicitly says osav shur rishon matzal boy either michya isel lavan machlitay he does not make mention of the mention of pishyoin al b'sav shur shen he going to b'sav shur rishon ama beinav lo hayulay isel lavan lo hayulay michya v'iskip ham shen is b'sav shur shen meila b'sman malalu machlitay. Doesn't say, oh, now he talks about Pishyoin. Let's go talk. What does the Mishnah say now? Now we go right in the Mishnah. Oh, now he talks about Pishyoin. What else? Lachlit eshenoy la loy Pishyoin, besoiv shavuar rishos mamash in the Mishnah. Or make a whole section for it. Now we're going to discuss the Pishyoin in the whole section. Lahachlid es gadol shel pishyoin b'sof shavuah rishon b'sof shavuah sheni b'feirush li'achar patur. Why did we have to put this category pishyoin in a different category? Why couldn't the Mishnah save some paper and ink and group the two together? You know how much ink over the generations we could have saved? Could buy myself a new car. Weiter. What is it over here? What is it over here? L'achar patur. L'afil l'achar patur. The bottom line in the Rav. L'achlid eshanela by pisha m'soshua rishon. I besay m'shua sheni goin. Baheres kagris. Shein ba michya. V'lo yaseo lovan. V'yizgira. Im poshisa. Spreads. B'soy v'shavu arishon. Oy. Loy poshisa. Ella b'sav shua sheni machlitai v'im loy pa she sa pa she sa. Very hard word to say for me. Those two letters together, pa she sa loy. It's harder than saying zuchah she osa tzar bifinim. You know what I learned this week? Bifinim does not mean inside. Everyone teaches. Did I tell this to you? We learned this. It's beferish. It's mamish beferish in Sefer Yecheskel in Sefer Zecharia Perik Yud Perik. What perik? Perik Yud Dalet Pasik, maybe Yud. It says the Shar Hapinim, Zuchor Eis Asher Oser Tzar Bifinim. So the Olam Taiches inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's not what it means. You never opened up a Tanakh in your life. You're gonna say that. There's a gate in Yerushalayim called Shar Hapinim, and in fact, the one of the Mefarshim says who. Hashar Hapino Sheniskar. I don't know what it says in Yecheskel. It says it also the Shar Hapino. The Shar Hapino. And here it's called the Shar Hapinim. And that makes sense because this Kina does not discuss only what it says that happened inside of the Higoda Hasap, the Proiches B'Shnei Panim. It talks about what he did in the Heichel. It talks about what he did to the Kedalach. It talks about what he did to the Kalim. It talks about a lot of things in this Kina. It doesn't only talk about what he did inside the Beis HaMikdash. It talks about a lot of Zachem, everything that Titus did inside Yerushalayim. Zechor Eis Asher Oso Tzar Bifinim, inside Yerushalayim. It doesn't just mean what he did inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Noatz Harboy, and he was in Noatz Harboy and he stared the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's Amaratzis. You hear the word? It's a fairish. Because that's not the correct grammatical word. Zohar also tzar lifnim or bifnim, bifnim, bifnim. What's bifinim? Bifinim. It's the beferish apostik. It's the shar hapinim. And now we got to go look up what it means. I got to go look up that story there. The shar hapino. Obviously, this refers to something very, very, very gross in what the kina really means. What do you think? It's Tisha B'Av. You just go mumble through. The keynote?
Did Armand call you yet?
Nope, he did not call me. His wife, I spoke to his wife last week, and she seemed to indicate they're not having it. That was the vibes that I got. She didn't say Bepemole, but she says, we'll see. And she said in a very sad tone. So I took it, I tried to convince her to have it. I tried to tell her that, you know, even though, you know, things are different today, but there are many people, this is their Tisha B'Av. It means a lot to some people, like me. This is their Tisha B'Av. Talk to the walls. Talk to the walls. I spoke to Matzev, they want more than double what I paid them last year. They doubled their price, they want $5,500. Last year I paid them, I believe, $2,000. They want now $5,500. I told her, I'm not giving you that. You're not getting it. There's nothing to talk about. That's it. I'll pay what we paid you last year. Can't pay that kind of money. There's only one spot left. I said, I don't care. There's only one spot left. I don't care. We don't got that kind of money. So don't do it also, whatever. Weiter in the Mishnah. The last line on the page.
He says it's pisyon.
with a sin. Oh, Taka says pissy with a sin. Okay, I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tohus hein biyali. I have two things in my favorite expressions. I already wrote on my matzeva. Dvarim shamarti lachem tohus hein biyali. And number two, my favorite expression is lama atadoig al oilam shenish shalai. And both of them have the same gematria, which equals the same gematria as offline.
Let's say, you should say, Lamadati Vishakhti.
Lamadati Vishakhti?
What is that mantra going to say when they tell him to burn the power of Rosh Chodesh, the power of Rosh Chodesh by the death of Nedav and Aviv? So he gets up and he says in front of everybody. So there's actually a difference. There's two different versions. Unless I'm not reading it right. He says, number one, he says, what's the question of Rashi? He says, Bayitav Be'enav, like Rashi. Yeah. Oh, Hoda V'lobosh. Hoda V'lobosh. So there's the free, and someone else says either Lamadati V'shachachti or I never learned it in the first place. And this is in front of, can you imagine at the inauguration, Rahav Dahlke, the President of the United States, gets up to make an oath on the Constitution and he trumpets through the words. He says, I made a mistake. I never learned the Constitution. I don't know the difference between the First Amendment and the 25th Amendment. I don't know. People would like say, and people like wouldn't care. They would just like flip onto the next channel and say, all right, who's singing the Star Spangled Banner? You know.
Weiter in the Mishnah, in the Rav. So they have the bottom last on the page. Shachlis, Shnei Lavel, Pishon, Besav Shuvah Rishon, Besav Shuvah Sheni, Kegoyin Baharit, 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 Kegoyin Baharit. And what does that mean? Rav, leachlit, leachlit, no, that's the two words before, in the previous, leachlit es ha-hoifech kule lovam mitoich ha-petur. Rav, leachlit es ha-kule lovam mitoich ha-petur, e'em ach ha-shepatroi v'tiharoi ha-koyen porucho ha-tzaras b'kuloi tamei muchlot. Her maisa, tamei muchlot. Liftar es, what's the chiddush? Even if it's a small pisyoin, I don't understand. What's the chiluk? Madoch, we are over here. Lahachlides shenoy lalay pisyoin b'sav shuor rishonoy b'sav or b'sav shuor sheini. So kol shekain lahachlid es ha-hoifeich kulo lovon mitoich ha-petur. Nachmol rav. Liachalit es ha-hoifeich kulo lovon mitoich ha-petur. Im acha shepetoroi, shepotroi, v'tiaroi akoyein, parcha tzaras b'kuloi. Tame muchlat. Oh, let's go. Maybe we'll see. Let's go right. We'll see. Lifter es a hoifech kuloi lovon mitoich hechlet. What does that mean? Oh, that's probably why we want to contrast. That if a person lifter es a hoifech kuloi lovon mitoich hechlet or mitoich hesker. Wow. I never knew that. You ever know that? I always thought that if the person is entirely, white, entirely nega, the whole body is automatically tahar. It's totally not true. This is false news, fake news. The only time we say that if a person, if it spreads to his entire body, he's tahar, is if he was a mukhlat. He's a mukhlat. But if he was not a mukhlat, let's say adarabah, he comes to the kohen for the erste time, hineini. Here I am.
So out of Hezger?
Either Hezger or Hechlet. Either Hezger or Hechlet, and it's Kulo Hefach Lavan, then he's Tar. But if he was Potter in Gansen, or he comes for the very first time, Ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the very first time, Mr. Chuloi Hafach Lava. Then he's Tommy. This is a Chefsa de Tumma. So Maritik, I never knew this. You ever know this? Live and learn. My gaiva, I thought I knew everything. I never knew this. The halacha that we are familiar, that if a person comes, and the person is Chuloi Hafach Lava and he's Tahar, is only in a situation when he was Tomei. Either he was Tomei Muskar or Tomei Mukhlat. Then we say, oh, now it's Kulei Hafach Lavan, oh, Yitar. But if a person was get a Petur, he got a Petur. He was Muskar for 2 weeks, and he got a Petur, and then he comes back a month later, and it was Hafach, Kulei Hafach, it spreads to his entire body, and the whole body is white. Tomei! Or let's say he comes for the very first time. He walks into the office for the very first time. And the first time the Kohen lays his eyes upon this beautiful person, he's one big white spot. Your tummy. So this now is a challenge with the Yosef by the Bezdin. By the Bezdin, always still to the Ganser Bezdin. Everyone in the Bezdin paskins against this person. And everyone in the Bezdin says that he's guilty, that he's chayef, so he's potter. It's not so partial, because then you're only being a riot from this case. Kul hafach lavan tar. It's not totally not true. The only time Yitaka say that is going to be only when they were noite. There was already a tzad that said that Yipot, that he's guilty. And then they changed their mind. Everyone agrees that he's going to be innocent. But let's say he was potter, or let's say for the very first time it's so obvious that he's guilty, they kill him on the spot. A guy comes, according to this, if you want to make an analysis between the case of Kul Hafach Lavan and the case of a Din Torah, a person is taken to court, there are 23 judges, and they present the evidence. Reuven murdered Shimon. Here is the evidence. Witnesses, the Ganser Meiser, every single dayan says guilty, guilty, guilty. It's Chayim Misa on the spot, take him out, kill him right now. Oh, what about the halacha by Hilchot Sadas, Kul Hafach Lavan Tahar? Yeah, that's when he was guilty, because he was muskar or muchlat, and then kulei hafach lavan tar, kulei hafach lavan. But in this case, but let's say he was potter, and then they come and then it's kulei hafach lavan. Or let's say for the very first time, the fellow walks into the court, into the kohen, and the kohen gives a look and he's all white. That's it, you're done, buddy. Have a nice day. You are tamei. You go to the muchlat center. The Mukhlat Center, you're going to love it there. You're going to love it with all these amenities for you there. Government's paying for it. Weiter. That's what it says over here. It says over here in the Mishnah. I never knew this over here. It says over here, L'hachlit es ha'hoifech kuloi lamtech ha'petur. Em acha shepotrei vitira koyein parchat saskabukul l'tomei mukhlat. Mukhlat. And but on the other hand, lift our as I have a hula kula love and mitacha hechler and mitacha hesker. Em liacha shetimoi hakoyen. Oliacha shahutskak lihasker koidem shetimoi. Porchat saras bukuloi potroi vitar. Shapricha oises a tohar. Tame. The pricha makes the tohar. Tame. Umina tame tohar. The muskar kar tame muskar tame kri.
I understand when it makes from a tar tame. Why does he make from a tame tar?
Gzeres hakosuv. Gzeres hakosuv. K'mo shekosu b'Torah. Zema shekotuv b'Torah hakadosha. Lefi girsas ha'ashkenazim. Aval lefi girsas. B'nei koirach, v'chol ha'nuv melav, goyin ha'chassidim, sh'b'yameinu, ze loy, ze inyan acher. It's the chassidim who believe that koirach was a tzaddik. Weiter. This is my, I got into trouble also Friday. Well, Friday, I got all the trouble on Friday. I blasted the chassidim, I says. I don't understand. Koirach, the Torah says he was a Rasha. Balmachlokes, Russia, the earth swallowed him up. What's this Chassidish Torah always coming to me, Miyashiv Korach, to make him into a tzaddik? What? And I said, they really lie. I said, you know what? Because the Chassidim, many of their dynasties are all built on machlekes. Someone dies, they're machlekes. So they see koirach, they see themselves in koirach. So they're always coming to be miyashiv koirach. The gematrius, the ilum habor, and the lovoi, the miyashiv koirach tzadik katoma yifrach, it's koirach, gematrius, it's baloney. Call a spade, koirach is a rasha. Baal machlek is the worst of the worst. Moshe got angry. The worst, the lowest of the low. So Russia, what are they kind of miyashiv him? What kind of nonsense is this? Miyashiv him just because they see themselves as him. I said that publicly. So after Shir, someone gave me the business. Gave me the business. I said, I'm sorry. You know what? Let's kiss and make up. Let's go now. Let's as a token of our friendship. Let's go. I saw Michelin and Goodyear having a sale today. Let's go together. Why a Strymon? Michelin tires. Goodyear tires. Understand? Michelin and Goodyear. I once Taka said that to someone. He really, really didn't like it. He doesn't come. That was the same guy who walked out when I said Oysa Ha'ish. I told him once, you know, I saw Michelin and Goodyear having a sale. We'll go together today. We'll go together today. Why would you want to put the tuchus of an animal on your head? Come on! You don't smell enough. In the Mishnah, finish with the Mishnah here. Lahachlan is a hoifer kula love me dechma betura. Im achas a potter vitira koin parcha tras bukula tami muchlova. Lutas a hoifer kula love me dechma echle. I mean, dechma eske. Im liachas a timai a koin liachas a suka kluhias lahas gear koidim shetimai. Parcha tras bukulai poitroi vitar. Why? Shat piricha oise minatar tame. Because the shapiricha. Ois min atar tame, min atar tame. Then atame tar. Via muskar tame mikreim. Now the Mishnah concludes, Eilu marais negoim shekol negoim tuluyim bohen. The Mishnah concludes, Eilu mar negoim arbo o marais eilu shuskarnu chalkois. Chalokois. Chalokois means smooth. Chalokois means chalak, bright. Bright, oy pisuchois, which means that it's like that was diluted. Mixing the blood, mixing the snow with the yayin, oy pisuchois. It's very rare to have a chazar like that. But let's chaz the words of the Mishnah inside. Let's see what it says over here. Innovating. What does innovating mean? Inside?
Innovating means inside.
Someone told me yesterday a new word. Dry means three, right? Tzvei is two, dry is three. And it means dry, something with a tzadi, I forgot, okay. I'm trying to learn some Yiddish. Nay unfang, mitten und rinnen. Dry and tzvei and dry. And Favuja found alle Menschen ohne mit mir. That's all an innovating. Those are all the Yiddish words that I know. That's what we learned in the Institute for the Advancement of Rabbinic Refrigeration. Arba o marois ha'elu mitstarfim ze im ze liftar ula hachlit ula haskel. Those are the three yisoides. Shra'il ma'amid. These three are kinege toira avoid the gmilas chasadim kinetaf v'kot. La haskir. What does it mean, la haskir? La haskir means as ha'oy me b'soiv shvur rishayn. They're going to lock him up in the hesker center. He doesn't have pisyoin. He's lacking pisyoin, he's lacking ser lavan, and he's lacking a michya.
This is the opposite of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu went out. He went out into the world. He was he was marvik feishimayim. He spread out. I'll call pnei seva. So that's why the hazgas ha'anu b'sev shivurei rishay.
And that's what that you can combine these colors. These colors, a tolda with an av with an av, but not a tolda with a tolda, and certainly not a tolda with a different av. What was the Tosefta, which one is mashm like him? That's a Tosefta misayatim. Okay, fine. So lifter es oimeid, so therefore shavuot rishon lifter to pater es oimeid besoiv shvua, so lahasker es oimeid besoiv shvua rishon. Okay, fine. Number two is lifter es oimeid besoiv shvua sheni. Number three, lahachlit es shnoi laloi michya, either a michya, oyser lavon, batchila right away, or besoiv shvua Rishon or besoiv shvua sheni or liachar patur. What about pisyon? Lachlit es shenoylad loy pisyon besoiv shvua rishon or besoiv shvua sheni or liachar patur. Now what about lachlit es ha'hoifich kul lovim mitoich ha'patur? They combine. These colors combine. They're all the same. And now we come to the next halacha. Lachlit to declare hechlit es ha'hoifich kul lovim mitoich ha'patur. Someone they're gonna make someone the hechlet after he was patur, or I'm adding, I'm not so sure I'm right, but I'm adding, let's say for the very first time. What happens if a guy shows up for the very first time? Someone shows up for the very first time and his entire body is white. I don't know, it doesn't really say in the Mishnah what the halacha is. It doesn't say, which leads me to suspect that if a person comes and his entire body is white for the very first time, that's not called a nega. The whole malchus of a nega is that you have a bright spot. A bright spot is only judged relative to a dark spot, to the rest of the color of your skin. We're only white because you're black. We need blacks in this country very much. We can't be a race of supremacists unless we have someone to be supreme over. So my question to you is, let's say you only have white. Let's say a guy walks into court, to the Kohen's house, and the guy is glowing, kizoyar harakia ma'asidim. The guy is white as can be. Is he right away Tommy? I think from the Mishnah, you can daik in the Mishnah, he's tall. Because that's not called a beheres. The mahus of a beheres is, you have to have regular color skin, and then there's a white spot. The beheres is only kineged the bossa. Then, if it spreads, once already you have been entered into the records, your data has been put into the database as a person who talk as normal color skin, whether it be black, brown, yellow, whatever it is. And then there's...
You know what? I think the Kahati says what you say. I think the Kahati, yeah. But filu posa hanega. He doesn't say what you say that it has to be compared. Shinamari says that's a custom of Pasa Tipsa, but our Acha Haro El Hakohen the Tahara so.
Okay, Vaita. So therefore, lahachlit besoiv shvua sheni lahachlit b'tur lahachlit es ha'hoifech kula lovin b'toich ha'b'tur. So therefore, lahachlit es ha'hoifech kula lovin b'toich ha'b'tur. That's even all at the very end, and they gave him a p'tur, and now it spreads. Oh, you become tamei, and let's say you had hesker or muchlat, and now it spreads to the entire body. Lifter es ha'hoifech kula lovin b'toich ha'hechlit or b'toich ha'hesker. Elu marois negoyim. It sounds like a pasuk in Torah. After you go through all the things, Eila, you go finish the ganze zach, and now you come back and you chaza over. Elu marois negoyim, shekol negoyim tuluyim. These are the marois negoyim, the four marois, whether it's going to be the marois that's going to be chalakois, oi pisuchois, shekol negoyim tuluyim bohen. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak, I gotta go now. Tomorrow we'll do the chart, the tabla, and the ikum mafarshim. I really gotta go now. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Please have more than presents.
Okay.
Next time.
Thank you very much for your care. How's Carmi doing?
I will start a